Todd, as always, thanks so much for the time. You know, you've been to our Night of Champions so many times at this point in a handful of different ways. But, you know, how fun and special was it for you to be there and see so many familiar faces, I'm sure, and, you know, get to, you know, really celebrate Section 4 high school athletics around these parts?
Nick, first off, appreciate you having me on, but also letting us celebrate as a district, coaching staff, and athletes on Friday night. As I said, Friday night, I am just in awe every year of the amount of talent we have in this area, especially Section 4, just the coaches and athletes. It's really a remarkable evening to just celebrate all those accomplishments.
It certainly was, and I think it's so unique and so special that it wasn't just you who got to be celebrated and honored, but of course, John Crossgrove, who guided the girls basketball team to a state title. And I want to know from your perspective, not just as a coach, but obviously the athletic director over there, what all of that kind of means to you and just how special this was for the Moravia basketball community that just absolutely loves that game so much.
It's remarkable. I think I'm being honest when I say I think we're still processing it as far as what really took place this winter and how it all ended. I mean, we were riding the high for a while, but now we're just sitting back saying like how special that really was. And I think back of the boys and girls team, and I can remember all of those kids starting at our youth level and just putting in the time and the effort and just trying to get better and striving to be at the top of the mountain. And for both of our teams to get there, it was just something that none of us in this community will ever forget.
I remember through the first four games of the season and seeing, you know, who was beating who and what the records were and everything like that. I thought to myself, oh gosh, Moravia has just one win on the season. But then I realized, oh, it's against teams of higher classifications. What did you learn about your team during that early stretch of games that may have helped you guys win the state title, you think?
Facing adversity, immediately out of the gate was something that really built us throughout the year and obviously getting us to that point at the end of the year. I think we faced not only some formidable larger school opponents, but we also were facing these nagging injuries and guys weren't on the floor. And we had to figure out how to do that without certain personnel. And I think that's what builds a team when guys know that everybody, it doesn't matter who the best five are, all of us have to pull our weight and all of us have to figure out how we could make this, you know, go the way that we want it to go as a group. And I think it just built some character throughout the year, and our players knew that every role on our roster had an impact.
Tom Mulvaney is our guest here on BTL, head coach of the Moravia boys basketball team. He was recently named ESPN Ithaca's Coach of the Year at our annual Night of Champions. And one thing that I think is so cool, and I think we talked about it maybe at one point last year, is the fact that this team had such a deep tournament run, or was going to hopefully have a deep tournament run this year. And they had two guys in Gabe Short and Parker Dickinson who had obviously been with the program and experienced that state championship when they had their own playing days in 2017. How much did they help the guys in preparation for what to expect, you know, last year and then obviously this year as well?
I think, you know, I'm using that word adversity a lot in this conversation because Parker and Gabe experienced that as players themselves. And yeah, I think when they can speak to that, from a player perspective, I think the kids that we coached this year, it held some weight with them as far as they were understanding what they were speaking about. And when we had those tough moments, you know, the sectional final, the state final, like we had to face some things that weren't going our way and try to figure it out on the fly and make it happen. And I think our guys truly believed in one another, and they believed that even though things aren't going our way, we could still turn this around, and they made it work.
What was the real turning point this season, you think?
I think once we were fully healthy and our practices really picked up from a competitive standpoint where we were going hard at each other, 5-on-5, I really saw a change in our team. It was about mid-January, and we were just starting to click. And it was really the practices that I noticed at first. And then it carried over, obviously, in some games. But once our practices were at a level I thought they should be, I knew we were going down the right track.
Moravia boys basketball head coach Todd Mulvaney is our guest here on VTL, recently named ESPN Ithaca's Coach of the Year after the Blue Devils won yet another New York State championship. You know, when I think about the starting five of this team, I can't help but think of just how wildly good and wildly talented, but also wildly experienced this group was. I mean, experience goes a long way in just about anything, but I mean, can you dive a little bit deeper into that true kind of experience slash exposure that those guys had as youngsters, seeing guys like Gabe and Parker and Jordan Crossgrove and all of those guys, that sort of exposure that they had when that state title was won in 2017?
Yeah, that all plays a part. The culture that our players have built in this community is something that that our players now currently grow up with. It's not that abnormal to make a trip to Albany for them, right? To go to Glens Falls and experience it. And this group this year, they got there last year. So they kind of got the awe of it out of the way and realized they didn't play their best game on that stage last year. And their focus this summer was getting back. But we knew it wasn't going to be easy. You know, it's everybody tells you, oh, you'll be back next year. And we know that that's not the case, especially when one of our leading scorers, who was a key contributor in our summer preparing for next year, blows out his knee, you know, one of the last summer league games. You know, reality sits in real quick that it's nothing's a given, and you got to work for it. And I think those guys rallying around Joe's injury, not only just to pick him up, but then realizing that roles on the team had to change, I think it speaks a lot about their character and how they still, with all the pressure and everything they were up against, figured out a way to win a title.
You know, I think of the girls' team, and I remember saying at one point throughout the course of the season and during their run, you know, hey, they're playing with house money. You know, some people probably didn't even expect them to get here to this point, and here they are just rolling through the competition and everything. But because on your side of things, with the program that you have, you do feel like there was some pressure maybe going into maybe not just the season, but to make a deeper run than what you experienced a season ago?
I think so. Yeah. I think, you know, with our community supporting these guys, you know, they were hearing that chatter all summer long and into the fall and going into the winter season, that you guys are going to go back. You're going to, you know, it's going to be, you know, an easy run. So I think, you know, whether they say it or not, they felt that. They felt that pressure to get back to that stage.
You know, and I chatted with John too, and we brought up just Section 4 basketball in general. And he's obviously been around on the girls' side for a very long time, and he knows the guys' game too. And you've been doing this for a long time too. What is it about this area in particular that makes Section 4 basketball so good and so talented, where, you know, whoever maybe comes out of Class C or Class D and maybe even Class B has a legitimate chance to win the whole darn thing, you think?
I really think across the state, Section 4 is underrated for the product that we put on the floor. And I attribute that to a lot of great coaches and a lot of people that put in the time and teach the kids how to play the game the right way. So it goes back to the culture and the coaches. And then the kids just buying into those things and putting, you know, forth the right effort and, you know, representing Section 4 really well. So, you know, we're all products of Section 4 and a lot of us products of the IAC, and I think we're all proud to say that.
I'll let you run here in just a second, but what's the plan for the summer? Hopefully a little bit of downtime for you, obviously being the athletic director up there, but I'm sure also maybe some small preparation for what to expect for next season, right?
Well, I could tell you this, Nick. We had our awards banquet last Monday night that we call the Mess Bees.
Yeah.
And on Tuesday evening, we were back in Binghamton for summer league. And I know both of our teams, we have three teams going to Binghamton tonight. So there's not a lot of downtime.
There is no downtime. Back at it, and the hard work obviously pays off. Todd, as always, really appreciate the time. It was great seeing you a couple nights ago. And hey, have a good summer, all right?
All right, Nick, and I speak on behalf of everybody. We thank everything that you guys do for all of us in this area.
Appreciate that. Thanks again, Todd.
All right, take care.